are now listening to the CRC Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adboso. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
Radio stations, live stream viewers, first time visitors, and of course our television audience, it's a great honor and a great privilege to bring the Word of God right to you in your home, yeah, from where the revival began, Bloemfontein, in the center of South Africa. Welcome everybody else here today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, let's stand to our feet again and let's give the Lord Jesus Christ a praise in the house. And if you feel shell-shocked today, it's okay. You're in the right place. You'll never be the same again because the presence of God is contagious. I want you to shake the hand of the person or give the person to you next to your high five and say, God's only got good things for you. And if your wife is sitting next to you, tell her, have I told you lately that I love you? I'm not mad with you. I love you. If God loves us, we have to love our wives as well. Welcome to everybody. A short word, musicians, stay close, stay ready. We are going to have an explosion in every church this morning in Jesus' name. My message very simply this morning: when the enemy comes in like a flood. When the devil comes in like a flood. Isaiah 59 verse 19, the Bible says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. I want you to know today, no matter what the enemy is planning or scheming against you, God is always one step ahead. God is still in control of your life, of your future, and of your tomorrow. And 2017, Pretoria, will be an explosive year for you. I don't care what delay you've been experiencing. I'm telling you, God is going to do something great in your life in 2017. Say amen if you believe it. I want you to know that you are never alone. I want you to know this morning that God is for you. And if God is for you, who can be against you? Every mountain will be brought low. Every valley you will pass through. For the Lord is your shepherd. He is your keeper. Psalm 121, the Bible says in verse 1, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord. Not might come, comes from the Lord. Anybody here today need God to help them in an area of their life? Anybody, lift your hand up this day. Come on there in Johannesburg and say, my help comes. No. You want to sell the farm? Say, my help comes. You want to build that business? My help comes. You want to marry the girl? My help comes. You want to go to the next level? My help comes from the Lord. Listen to me very clearly this morning. As I get ready to get into the message, God doesn't want you to live overwhelmed by the storms in this life. God is orchestrating your deliverance while you are sitting here this morning in CRC. And I announced to you this morning that God will have the final say. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Not the director, not your boss, not the doctor, although we thank God for the doctors, amen. We celebrate doctors, but we know God will have the final say. Say amen. Not the tax man, God will have the final say, amen. Not the contract you lost, God will have the final say. He will turn your morning into dancing. His glory will be seen upon your life, because the darker the hour, the greater the light that will shine. Isaiah 60, the Bible says, for behold, darkness shall cover the earth and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you and his glory shall be seen upon you. Hallelujah. Zechariah 4 verse 6, just laying a foundation. I know where I'm going. God says, thus he answered me and said, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So your husband's going to get saved this year. Any lady believing for their husband to be saved, stand to your feet and give the Lord a praise offering. Come on, hallelujah. Okay, that's three of you, and the rest of you, you don't care that your husband's going to hell. I just told you your husband's going to get saved this year. You better believe it, and you better give God a praise for that. If you believe in God, now your husband can't sit next to you in church this morning, and you stand up and give God praise on this. If you believe in God for your husband to get saved, they're in Pretoria, they're in Durban, in Johannesburg, or you're believing for your wife to get saved, I want you to stand to your feet and give the Lord a real praise offering, because, amen. He's going to get saved this year. Your husband's going to get saved this year. How? Not by might nor by power, but by the Holy Ghost. Your business is going to get blessed this year. Not by might nor by power, but by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost. Not the Holy Spook, the Holy Spirit. Amen. He's going to do amazing things in your life. You better get ready for God's swift and sudden deliverance. Because you're going to come home and your husband's going to sit there and say, I'm coming to church with you next week. Watch what God is going to do. Isaiah chapter 10, 27, the Bible says, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. I announce, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will lift up a standard against him. No matter what you are facing, no matter what hell you are going through, you are not alone. God is with you, and God will bring you through. So when people go through trials and tribulations, very often they ask the question, but God, why am I going through this? Where are you in all of this? Why could you not prevent this? I'll tell you why, my dear friend. Because without a test, there can be no testimony. Without a fire, there can be no deliverance. Come on. Without tough times, there can be no revelation of God's glory and God's goodness. Hallelujah. Without darkness, there can be no light. So God encourages you to keep on keeping on, no matter where you are. We're only in the third month of the year. This will be an explosive year for you. Say amen in Jesus' name. So Jesus encourages you. In John chapter 16, verse 33, he says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trial, test, and tribulation, but be of good cheer. Have a great attitude. I have overcome the world. The Apostle Peter, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 says, beloved, do not think it strange or weird concerning the fiery trial which is about to test you, as though something weird or strange is happening to you. So God says, we all go through some stuff. We all go through trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer. Don't give up on your dream. Don't begin to doubt or question God's will concerning your life. Know that Jesus is with you, that in this world, when you have trial and tribulation, you can have peace because he has overcome the world. Hallelujah. James says that God is not the source of your affliction, but God is the source of your deliverance and your salvation. Hallelujah. So when you go through a difficult time, don't say, God, are you trying to speak to me? God always talks to you, but he's not the cause of your trouble. Amen. I said, God is not the cause of your problem. God is the cause of your solution. James chapter 1, the Bible says, blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Verse number 13 says, let no one say when he is tempted, tested, tried, that I'm tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself test anybody. So God's not putting you through the sickness. God's not putting you through the setback. God is with you in the setback, but it's not the cause of the setback. God will be with you in the fire, and he requires you to have faith in the fire, in the lion's den. So God was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire, the fourth man. God sustained them, then God delivered them. I know we don't want to go through hardships, but as a matter of fact, when we read the Bible, we are guaranteed that at certain times we'll go through hardships. And then we should not question God's will. We should not give up. It's wonderful if God delivers you before the fire or before the lion's den, but mostly God sustains you in the fire. Then he delivers you. I mean, we don't want to go through the fire, amen. We don't like to be burned. We don't want to walk through the water. But God says, when you walk through the water, they will not overflow you. God says, when you walk through the desert, I will provide rivers. I'll give drink to my people. I will be Jehovah Jireh every step of the way. My word will be a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I'm going to bring you through to the other side. I will sustain you. You will live fireproof. You will live lionproof. The devourer will not touch you. I will shut the mouth of the lion. I will sustain you. I will keep you. I will carry you. Even when all hell breaks loose against you, he says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that is risen against you in judgment, you will condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Come on, shout this morning. Say, I'm going through. Say it. Say, I'm going through. In the name of Jesus, I'm going through. Say it. You better believe it. Because we don't want to be in the fire. But God says, in the fire, I'm with you. We don't want problems, but God says, I am the solution to your problem. Not I've left you. I'll never leave you. I'll never abandon you. Your child on a rebellious journey, I'm with you. Your business going south, you believe in God for it to go north. God says things are going to turn. I'm the God of the turnaround. I will turn any setback into a comeback, but you don't lose faith in the fire. You keep believing me. Because in the fire, you will discover your faith and I will reveal my faithfulness to you. So you keep on keeping on. Hallelujah. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 says that, verse 13, no trial has overtaken you except such as is common to man. So other people go through stuff as well. But Satan wants you to think you're the only one having the moody blues on a Monday. He says, no trial has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. That's why we read the Bible. Because in the Bible, we see how God sustained these people, how God delivered these people, how God provided for his people. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will still provide in 2017, 2020. No matter what the government decides, you will have a future with you. Black, yellow, pink, white, it doesn't matter. Because God is your source. God is your future. Not the legislation, not the government. God is your tomorrow. God is your refuge. God is your strength. God is your keeper. God is your provider. God is your shade. God is your strength. God is the length. Oh, come on, give the Lord a bit of a praise. Better than that. Oh, come on, Pretoria. Well, I'm excited to preach. I haven't preached for 2 weeks, okay? So don't mind me. You want to scale down? I'm scaling up. I'll run around the building. Psalm 23, the Bible says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Say it today. Say, I will fear no evil. For the Lord is near. The Lord is near. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So think about Jehoshaphat. God delivered him on the battleground. Daniel in the lion's den. Think about you. God's not abandoned you. If the Bible was written today, your name would be in the Bible. Sarah, Martha, Paul, Jonathan, Jason. Doesn't matter what the coach thinks. Doesn't matter what the teachers say. Doesn't matter what people say about you and your future. God says, I'll have the final say. I'll get you where I want you to be. I'll get you. So what should our response be when the enemy comes in like a flood? Two things, very simple this morning. Two things, and I think we can all do this. Because what I love about the word is not something abstract. The word is filled with wisdom, information, knowledge. So when the enemy attacks me, what must I do? Lie down, or is there something I can do? Well, number one, the Bible says, exactly opposite to what we feel like doing, the Bible says, count it all joy. I mean, excuse me, Pastor, what do you mean count it all joy? I feel like crying. I feel like whining. I feel like running away. I feel like quitting. I feel like God has abandoned me. I just came back from the doctor and I've been diagnosed with supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I don't understand what it is, but it sounds big. Hey, God is bigger. So he says, count it all joy. When you get bad news, he says, count it all joy. He doesn't say count it all joy because of the bad news, but you count it all joy because of God. Because God is in control. The Lord is at hand. God will have the final say. God will lead you into the victory. God is not asleep. God neither slumbers nor sleep. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. People are so used to religion, but they get a shock when people respond to this God who is alive, who's here, by the way, who gives us the advice, because he knows that everybody sitting here will at some time go through some things. Everybody. No matter how intellectual you are, there will be times that you will go through trials and tribulations, and then you need to know what to do. And the Bible is very clear. It says, count it all joy. Joy. Try it a little bit. Say joy. Say it this morning. A lot of you are under the hammer and you lost your joy. So we're going to have to get some joy back. Amen. Okay. Watch. James 1, the Bible says in verse 2, my brothers and sisters, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So as you go into the trial, God says you can count it all joy because there's a process that requires patience. And if you are patient, the outcome of that trial will be you will be perfect and you will lack nothing. Amen. You will not lack for a job. You will not lack for health. You will not lack for peace. You will not lack for happiness. You will not lack for a great tomorrow, for friends. You can say amen if you believe it. Because everything about the word is you have to believe it. He says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Thank God he's the source of wisdom. He never runs out of wisdom. So we could all run to God and tap into heaven's wisdom. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like the wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. Let not that man suppose he will receive anything from the Lord. That's right there in the Bible. You don't pray in faith. Bible says, don't think you're going to receive anything from God. You don't pray, you're not going to receive anything from God. It's like people think prayer is the last resort. Prayer is the oxygen that we breathe, and we're going to talk about that in a moment. He says, he's double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. So James starts out, he says, when you fall into various trials, tests, and tribulations, he says, count it all joy. Why does he say count it all joy? Because God knows you need strength for the battle that lies ahead. You need strength for the journey that lies ahead. Otherwise, you're going to lose your mind. And God has not given you a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Yeah, the Bible says, how do we stand? We stand up by counting it all joy. Say it again, joy, joy. So joy is not some emotional decision we make, but rather a very deliberate decision. It's being very intentful that we choose to focus on him, to focus on his promise, and to rejoice in the Lord no matter what we face. It's not this la 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 happiness feeling, although it produces feelings of happiness. It's a spiritual decision to decide, I'm going to rejoice in the Lord no matter what. I'm going to focus on God and not my problem, not my situation. I will rejoice because God promised I have an intended outcome. James chapter 5 verse 11, the Bible says, we have all heard of the perseverance of Job. Job, who went through crisis upon crisis, lost his family, lost his possessions, lost his servants, lost his health. And the Bible says, we have seen the end intended by the Lord. At the end of Job's life, God restored double. Somebody say double. I want to tell you that God has double for your trouble. No matter where you are today, you need to stay focused upon him. God will bring you through. God will take you back to the mountaintop. If you believe it today, say amen and give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 3 verse 1, the Bible says, finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. Finally, my brothers, after your wife fought with you, rejoice in the Lord. When you lost the job, rejoice in the Lord. When you lost the contract, rejoice in the Lord. You don't rejoice because you lost the contract. You don't rejoice because you have sickness or disease in your body. You rejoice in the Lord, knowing that God is in control. It's a spiritual attitude of choosing that God is in control, because if you don't have the attitude of joy, something else will get a hold of you, and it will be fear and worry. That's why the Bible says rejoice in the Lord. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. You can rejoice today because the Lord is at hand. Even in that valley that you are today, you are not alone. God is with you. In that battle, in that loneliness, that valley of despair like Elijah, in the winepress of inferiority like Gideon, the Lord is with you, and he's with you to deliver you. Therefore, you can rejoice this morning. Say amen. Come on. Because he promised he will lift up a standard against him. For weeping endures for a moment, but a season, but joy comes in the morning, Durban. Joy comes in the morning, East Rand. Joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. The sun will shine again. I'm glad you're so excited. Because it seems like I'm preaching to people that have never gone through anything. If you've ever gone through anything, you will understand why I'm preaching this message today. Because you need this. You need this. You need to make a decision to count it all joy. Not to sit and suck your thumb or sit and feel sorry for yourself. Not sit and nurse and curse and rehearse your setbacks. Or sit like, what have I ever done? What have I done to deserve this? Nothing. You've done nothing wrong. But when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard against him. But God needs you to stand. God needs you to rejoice. God needs you to position yourself in the place of victory, even if you don't feel like it. I know you don't feel like it. I mean, God won't tell you to do something you don't feel like doing. God tells you to pray because God knows you don't like to pray. You all act spiritual like you've got halos above your heads, and I understand you're sanctified, you're set apart, you're on your way to heaven, but the truth is there's a lot of things you don't like to do. That's why God very intentionally tells you to rejoice. Because He knows when you go through difficult times, you feel like doing the opposite. Amen. Emotion follows motion. I feel bad. Rejoice. I feel weak. Let the weak say I'm strong. Act strong. Walk a little bit quicker. Not, I feel blue. No. Rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice in the Lord always. When you get the prize, rejoice in the Lord. When you don't get the prize, rejoice in the Lord. When your soccer team wins, rejoice in the Lord. When the soccer team doesn't win, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. In your disappointments, rejoice in the Lord always, because the Lord is at hand. Because God has not forsaken you. Be patient. God is orchestrating your deliverance. Do you realize the minute you pray that God dispatches angels and they are busy working on your deliverance until you open your mouth and you say it's not working, or you begin to question the word of God? The spiritual world never sleeps. We do, they don't. God never sleeps. We just read that. Psalm 121. He that keepeth thee neither slumbers nor sleeps. So God is never caught off guard. God knows exactly where you're at. He knows exactly what you are facing. But you know the reality is there's a lot of angels in heaven that are standing with folded arms because the saints on earth are not having them dispatched from heaven because they're not using their faith. They're not praying. They're not rejoicing. They live bound to what they see in this world. That's why God says there's a bigger world. Rejoice in me. Rejoice in me. Release some spiritual power so I can intervene on your behalf. Oh, come on, somebody here this morning, give the Lord a shout of praise, rejoice in the Lord, hallelujah. I want you to know that God can turn your deepest tragedy into a triumph for His glory. God will turn your test and your trial into a glorious testimony. In Jesus' name. I'm telling you, I believe it with all my heart that God will have the final say in your life. Nothing else, no matter how long that trial has been, God will make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it, that you will be able to go through it in the name of Jesus Christ. He will turn your mistakes into miracles. And every setback, I say, God will turn into a glorious comeback for His glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. No matter how bad yesterday was, today and tomorrow can be better. You better say amen if I'm preaching to you this morning, really. Because God can do nothing without your agreement. With every ending, there can be a new beginning. Oh, I lost a job. Hey, a new job is on the horizon. I lost my wife. I understand that. But I don't want to say new wife, okay. Habakkuk chapter 3. But what I wanted to say is, with every ending, there's a new beginning. Okay, you close this business, you can open another business. You get retrenched over here, you've not lost your value. Because that company never determined your value and your worth. They never determined, your paycheck doesn't determine your value and your worth. God does. So somebody's waiting to employ you. Rejoice in the Lord. Count it all joy. So when you lose the job, you go and say, ooh, honey, 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 honey. God's got a new job for me. What did you resign? In a manner. I'm not a victim. I'm not a victim. I'm not a victim. That means it doesn't matter what people do. So I grew up on the wrong side of the railway, whatever that is. I was born legitimately like everybody else. I've got the wrong skin color in the New South Africa. Whatever you think the wrong skin color is, I'm legitimate. I'm a human being. I'm part of the human race. I have a future. I have a tomorrow. I am original. I'm authentic. I've been designed by God. I've been called by God. No one can tell me I don't have a future or a tomorrow in South Africa. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm not going to listen to the naysayer, the one on the left, the one on the right. No, I've heard my God, and my God said, I know the thoughts I have for you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. As for me and my house, we have a future in this land. It's a good land. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. Hallelujah. Watch this space. Going from glory to glory. That's another Zimbabwe. No, it's not. It's South Africa. Hello. God told me, build a church for your children's children's children. So I'm telling you now, my children and their children, by the grace of God, I'll be alive and they will have a future. Yeah, in this South Africa. You don't have to leave. You were destined by God to be a doctor, you'll be a doctor. Yeah, in South Africa. You were destined by God to be a businessman, you'll be a businessman. No matter educated or uneducated, come on, hallelujah. You have a future, you have a tomorrow, and your future will be bright, your tomorrow will be great, because God said so. Oh, come on, give Him a praise, hallelujah. Take your seat for a moment. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 7 in the Bible says, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vine, though the labor of the olive may fail and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, because good days are ahead, sunshine is ahead, the best is yet to come, because that's why what God said in the name of Jesus. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Hallelujah. The greatest miracle was when God saved me. Do you think the same God cannot provide for me? The same God cannot heal me? The same God cannot deliver me? I want to tell you, my God is faithful. Your God is faithful. And He's well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to the power that works within you. But you've got to believe it. Hallelujah. Give your husband a high five sitting next to you. They just give him, say, that's for us. The Lord is my strength. He will make my feet like the deer's feet. Have you seen these mountain goats that run down these mountains? That's what He says. Over every obstacle, up the mountain, down the mountain. That's how God's going to make you. If you rejoice, He will make me walk on the high hills. He will make me walk on the high hills. He will lead me. He will guide me. He will sustain me, but I have to do my part. Count it all joy. Rejoice in the Lord. In the most difficult times of your life, rejoice in the Lord. You say, Pastor, I don't have much to rejoice for about. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It's not a million rand that's going to change everything. Your name is, and it's a good starting point to rejoice in that what matters. You were redeemed with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. You have reason to rejoice. I know life can be tough at times. That's why God tells us to rejoice. I know sometimes thoughts can come and bombard your mind and you wonder what the future holds. But that's why God says, be still and know that I am God. God says, rejoice in the Lord always. God says, my grace is sufficient for you. God says, I will not take you where I cannot keep you. I'm with you, is what God says. That's why you can rejoice. It's not a superficial, emotional moment in church. It's an attitude. It's a stance. Rejoice in the Lord. God, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. Father, you are good. I've seen you slain the lion and the bear. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Father, you were faithful 10 years ago when I had a battle. You were faithful 3 years ago when I faced a battle. You all had battles, and you've all seen God's faithfulness. You've all seen God make a way when there was no way. So you can know that God will make a way again in Jesus' name. Bible says no temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. The Lord is faithful. A statement that stands by itself. With every trial, test, tribulation, He will make a way of escape that you will be able to bear it. And that's what God says to you today. Stand, position yourself in that trial in a stance of rejoicing, knowing that God is faithful, knowing God is at hand, knowing that God will not fail you, God will not forsake you. God understands. He sees your plight. He understands your hurt, your pain. He understands everything you face, and He says, child, you are not alone. But I need you to have faith in the fire. I need you to rejoice in the midst of the adverse circumstances. I need you to believe. I need you to stand strong because I'm with you. I'm covering your back. I'm orchestrating your deliverance. Listen to me this morning in Jesus' name. I'm dispatching a host of angels. I'm not getting to where I want to point number two. This is where the Holy Ghost is leaving us for a moment. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. Rejoice in the Lord always. He never changes. He is faithful and true. I know it may not seem like it this morning for many of you. Your circumstances are real. Your bills are piling up. Your challenges are real. But I want to tell you, God will deliver you. I don't know how He's going to do it, but I know He will do it. He cannot deny Himself. He is faithful. You keep those hands raised. You keep praising Him. You keep loving Him. You keep pressing into Him and watch what God is going to do in your life. Listen. Very important part of our rejoicing in the Lord is to praise Him. I'm going to close Psalm 118 verse 15. The Bible says the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. So you sit here today and you say, hey, I've never been to a church like this. People are standing up shouting, etc. Well, the Bible doesn't just say the voice of the preacher. The Bible says the voice of rejoicing. Amen. We should be happy when we hear the word of God. We should be edified. We should be lifted up. Because Jesus is the gift with the lift. The Holy Spirit is here to edify you, to love you, to encourage you. Psalm 47 verse 1 and 2. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. Some of you have never done it in church. You think it's disrespectfully. That's what the Bible says. You have to lose yourself. Listen, the bigger your devil, the louder you need to shout. The bigger your problem, the louder you need to praise God. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of praise. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of praise. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Pretoria, Johannesburg, come on, Durban. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Get the sound of triumph in your voice. Get the sound of defeat out of your voice. Get the sound of triumph back in your voice. Get the sound of defeat out of your voice. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love this one. Psalm 35 verse 27. The Bible says, let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. Let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, give Him one more praise. They're in Belito. They're in Wartburg this morning. Hallelujah. Lift your hands with me, please. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt His name together. Father, we stand before Your throne. Across this country, this great country, South Africa. We lift up a shout of praise unto You. You are King of kings and Lord of lords. You alone are worthy, Father. Every devil will be brought low and Jesus will be exalted. Every mountain will become a plain. No weapon formed against Your people shall prosper. For You promised, Father, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. I pray, Holy Spirit, that You will lift up the standard that You prophesy in Your word. In every heart, every life, every emotion, every situation. Thank You, God, You are never asleep. Thank You that You are a present help in times of need. Thank You that You make a way where there seems to be no way. Thank You that nothing is too difficult for You. We choose this day to position ourselves as Jehoshaphat did on the battleground. And we count it all joy. Hallelujah. We count it all joy. We rejoice in you, our God, our refuge, our source, our deliverer, our fortress, our healer, our provider, light of our lives. We look unto you. Maybe you're here today. You're afraid of God. You've got an intellectual understanding of God, but you don't know Him. And if you die today, you don't know where you would spend eternity. Sitting there in Durban, you're in our North Extension service this morning. You're not there by accident. God brought you because God wants an encounter with you. Sitting there in Pretoria on the bottom or on the ramp right at the top, in East Rand, in Johannesburg, each and every one of you matter to God. But life can be tough and life can cause us to doubt God and His love and make us shy away from God because of things that happen. Maybe because of guilt, maybe because of shame. And I'm here to tell you today that God is in this building, in every one of our churches, to meet with you, to love you, to give you a new beginning. I want every head bowed, every eye closed, no one moving. You've come here this morning, you say, Pastor, my life is not right with Jesus. If I die today, I don't even think I'll go to heaven. I read my Bible, I go to church, but I have no peace with God. Maybe at one time you served God, but you've grown cold and you've wandered away from Him. It's not getting your life right that makes you acceptable to God, but it's accepting what God did through Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. It is accepting Jesus Christ that makes you a child of God. And we all need that. No matter how good you are, how righteous you think you are, you need a new beginning. You need God's love. You need God's forgiveness. And I want to pray for you. Every head bowed, every eye closed in all our churches, right where you are. Jesus said, I will stand at the door of your heart to knock. If you open, I will come and sup with you. You say, Pastor, that's me. I need a new beginning. I need a fresh start. I want to come back to Jesus. Then I want to pray for you. No matter who you are, no matter what you've done, I want you to close your eyes so that you just get rid of every distraction. All those there in Pretoria, Jan Bloemenay North, in all our churches, Johannesburg, welcome. And just pray this little prayer with me. It's as simple as that to get saved. Just say this. Say, Jesus, save me. Wash me in your blood. Please forgive my sin. I believe with all my heart you are the Christ. I believe you died for my sin. I believe you rose from the grave. I believe you are alive. I give myself to you. Thank you for loving me and for accepting me just as I am. Thank you for a new beginning, a fresh start. From today, I will follow you. I am your child, now and forevermore. Thank you. I'm born again in Jesus' name. All my sins are forgiven. Amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.